You're listening to the Mindful Biz Podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Joining us in today's podcast is Christy Whitehill, co-founder of Into Wellness. Prior to finding Into Wellness, Christy founded a dating app and then smashed the tech industry with her business Tech Ready Women, which quickly became the largest accelerator in Australia for women who were starting in business. Christy has since founded Into Wellness with her friend Anna Robards, which was recently announced that they are the first Australian ingestible beauty brand to go into Mecca stores, landing 80 stores across Australia and New Zealand. The business concept came about due to a severe burnout Christy suffered from after needing extra support whilst being busy always on working mums. In this podcast episode, we talk about Christy's past in the tech industry, as well as this new business, Into Wellness. Hi, Christy. Thanks so much for joining us here today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure. I would love you to introduce yourself to the listeners before we get into talking about all your amazing entrepreneurial journeys that you've had so far.
Yeah. So I have been an entrepreneur pretty much since I can remember. I was one of those people selling lemonade out the front of my house as a kid. And I've been predominantly working in the tech startup industry for the past 13, 14 years now, and have recently co-founded Into Wellness with a good friend of mine, Anna Robards.
Amazing. So with the tech startups, what kind of background do you have?
So I actually was a non-tech first-time founder starting in the tech startup industry back in, it was like 2011. And before that, I was in retail management. So I was managing, I was actually a retail manager at City Beach. So I was in my early 20s, literally living life, traveling, you know, trying different things. And I actually had a real, well, I found that I had a real passion for management and sales and business development and that kind of thing. And I started learning about businesses and how to build businesses by enrolling myself into courses and came up with an idea one day with a friend of mine. It was a dating website called Fancy My Friend. And we did what most non-technical first-time founders do and hired a developer offshore in India or somewhere, I can't remember, but made all the mistakes, spent a bit of money, but learned some lessons. But it was, you know, a bit of a rocky start into the industry. Had to learn a lot. And but through that, you know, through those learnings were, you know, some really great successes as well. So and I actually pivoted the dating website to an app, because this was back when literally I think there was like a million apps on the app store. It was like so brand new. Developed this app called Fancied, and it was where you could fancy your friends anonymously. So very much similar to Tinder. And this was pre-Tinder days. But we actually hit the market. I raised quite a bit of capital for that business and had it landed a big deal with Yahoo, Pacific Magazines to promote the app. And but what had happened is Tinder hit the market, and obviously we weren't able to compete with, you know, a giant like Tinder, because they had a lot more backing than we did. And so I ended up having to close that down, which for my first startup was quite painful. And it was, you know, when you raise capital and had to take investor money, it was quite a hard thing to do. But yeah, it was a big learning curve and a great experience anyway.
Amazing. So fast forward to where you are now, let's talk about Into. If you can explain what that is before we kick into it.
Yeah, so prior to Into, I guess the reason for co-founding Into Wellness was throughout the years of working in the tech industry, I also started another company called Tech Ready Women, we run the largest accelerator program in Australia for women starting tech startups. And we're now backed by the New South Wales government. We work with universities and that kind of stuff. And it's very much centered around how do you go from an idea to actually getting your idea, whether it's an app or web-based platform, an e-commerce platform, or anything scalable, how do you get that idea executed in market? I think to date, over the years that I was in the tech startup industry, I'd launched 20 to 30 different technology products and solutions in the market. I'd worked with corporates and all sorts of things. So, you know, Fancied was just the start, but it really sparked that interest for me in the space and really how to go to market with launching new technologies. And it was actually through the process of building Tech Ready Women that I was also having my babies. So I had two babies at the same time, and I hit burnout because, trying to juggle sleepless nights, I wasn't looking after myself, I wasn't drinking enough water, wasn't eating the right foods. I was literally just working 24/7 pretty much, like it felt like it anyway once you've got kids. Hitting burnout, I actually went through some health complications with my second pregnancy, and I've spent the past 3 to 4 years actually healing my gut and healing from that burnout and working with practitioners, doctors, healers, everybody, in order to heal my gut. And through that process, I learned a lot about supplements, and supplements were a really great tool for me in order to heal. And I through that process was actually walking with a good girlfriend of mine, Anna, who was also, I think she was pushing a pram at the time, we can't remember, but we were talking about our love of supplements. We were talking about a love of beauty products as well, because we're both into collagen and, you know, our skincare and that kind of stuff. And for her, she actually experienced like sleepless nights through her first pregnancy, and her doctor suggested taking magnesium. And we're really talking about it. And we're really talking about the white space, I guess, when it came to wellness and beauty, and then really combining those in products. And with my background, I guess, in go-to-market and research and customer experience, I did a lot of market research to really uncover what did that, was there an opportunity? Because we were both like, well, maybe we would do something together, because I'd just sort of wrapped up, some projects at the time. And and obviously Anna's got a really great audience that we were able to market to. And Into Wellness was born off the back of that. Our whole, mission is really to help people to feel awake as the alarm goes off, energized, take on the day, and confident in their own skin. I think that's something that, for me, I know when I was going through my healing journey, was getting my own confidence back and feeling good again. And I think it's so important, especially if you're someone who is busy, always on, you need to look after yourself. We created our product range off the back of, supporting those people.
Oh my gosh, that is incredible. Was it a difficult company to start?
So it's interesting because people are like, you've gone from tech startups to now manufacturing a supplement.
Very different.
It's so different. However, there's lots of similarities, I guess, in like, because everyone says, like, because we launched our first product, Sleep and Skin Renewal, and it was very successful, and it's our most successful product to date. And I mean, we've only been operating for 2 years, but it's going very well. And it was interesting because I think the same process of hiring developers and going into a new industry where I was learning like manufacturing jargon and, like all the, our warehouse and their talk and how, I mean, I hardly understood half the stuff that they talked about because I'm like, what do you mean by that? I don't know. And it's like all of these logistics stuff. Whereas in tech, it was interesting because I'm trying to learn all the jargon when it came to tech and, raising capital, that has its own language too. Yeah. So I was kind of used to that. So I think the key for early on, although it is hard, like I think building any business is hard. Yeah. It was easy in that I knew what to do. I knew to ask questions. I knew to do the research, to continue to ask questions. I think that's the thing. If you continuously asking questions and asking for help, you're going to get somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Because I find that a lot of people feel like they're the only one in the situation that they're in. And when you start speaking to other business owners, it's really important to realize, look, whatever experience, you know, and hurdles that you're experiencing, you can almost guarantee other people are hitting the same ones as well. So you should never feel stupid or out of your depth because it's just part of the path of starting and running a business.
Definitely. And I think, you know, because I've been doing this so long, once you've learned that, you know, you've just got to get out of the way of your ego, like, and just cares. Like I ask everybody and anybody for help now. So I think that's, and that's how we got into Mecca, you know, got that introduction to Mecca. I was like, okay, I don't have a retail background in that. I have all these connections with these retailers. So, you know, I went on LinkedIn. I'm like, who can I find that can do that intro? And I literally found an advisor who came on board and she made the introduction. She helped, you know, with our pitch and all that kind of stuff. And so I just now, I'm like, I don't care if someone says no, I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah, you develop skin, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, I just, I don't give a shit anymore. I just need to go for it. I'm going to hit this.
Oh my gosh. So how do you spend your time in the business at the moment?
So, oh my God, very much in the doing phase at the moment. You know, multiple, because we're only 2 years old, so very lean, small team. Like it's myself, Anna, who she's just had a baby, so she's off on maternity at the moment. And you know, I'm like, take a break, don't burn out. You know, and I've got a really great social media team, and then everything else is it's just us at the moment. We're just building, just trying to keep it as lean as possible for as long as possible as we grow the brand. And I mean, I would love to be hiring more people, but you know, the early stages of the business, it's every dollar goes back into investing in a new product, that kind of stuff. So building fixed costs and the team is just a bit of a risk at the moment. So
how are you fulfilling orders at the moment?
So we actually, from day one, I went, okay, I've got kids. I need my sleep. Yeah. And we went, we're just going to hire a third-party logistics provider, a 3PL, and we literally ship our product to them. They do the packing, the shipping, the orders. They have like a robotic system. They're pretty cool. I think they've made one or two mistakes in the 2 years and that's it. Yeah. So it's been pretty amazing. The only downfall is you don't get that personalization, the customization that can come with, you know, you doing it yourself, but we just like, we wouldn't be able to do the marketing and do everything otherwise. It's too hard. Logistically, I'm not interested.
That totally makes sense. But when you first started, there would have been no sales and no orders.
We day one, we hit like pretty big sales. We're pretty lucky. I think, Anna's got 400,000 followers. So, you know, almost 400,000 followers. So we were able to launch off the back of her audience. And even prior to launching, you know, we implemented a strategy, which every business that I've built, I've always done, started building the social media early. So like 6 to 12 months out, I'll start building the brand and I'm the community. Yeah. And so we had a waiting list ready to go of 1,500 people. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as we hit go and launched, it was like, we did huge sales in the first 2 weeks and we're able to launch off that. And then everything else after that, it was like, now it's email marketing. Now we're doing, you know, paid. I'm running the paid ads myself now. Went through that many agencies and freelancers and they just weren't getting results. I'm like, I've got to do it, you know, at the end of the day.
So that happens just like, I would say the majority of my clients, they'll enlist an agency and then they get to a point, they bring it back in-house and they can like triple the sales.
Double sales in the first month of learning how to do it. And I was like, oh, it's one of those things where, especially if you've got a consumer-facing brand or business, it's to be able to have that in-house. Like, obviously, I don't want to keep doing it forever. I'd like focusing on the growth and the international expansion, things like that. But at least once I've nailed it and really got us to that place, I can put, you know, somebody in place to run it.
Exactly.
You know, and you've got that control. And I just realize now, actually, after doing it myself, how much more you actually need to invest in it than what an agency who wasn't turning over the creative and really like, they probably weren't even opening our account like more than once a week, you know, when you need to be on it every day. So,
that totally makes sense. So what's the focus for the next 12 months?
So we've So we've just launched into Mecca, which is exciting. And so we're in 80 stores now across Mecca. And we're growing that as well as our online channel and looking at testing the international markets, really, because, our deal with Mecca is exclusive in Australia and New Zealand. We've got some other channels internationally that we're going to want to start exploring. So start growing from there.
Can you tell us where internationally you're looking at?
Yeah, so UK, Southeast Asia, US, not so much at the moment. I think it's a tough market to enter into, and we've got some really good connections like on the ground in places like Indonesia and Singapore and UK. And so I'm a big believer is really go with your strengths in business, especially when you're a small team.
Yeah,
just go with the low hanging fruit first.
Yes.
Just get your wins going, and then once I think once we get those wins, then we'll look at the other markets. But
yeah.
I'm doing all the tests online first. So
yes absolutely. Wow.
Yep.
All right then. So where can everyone find your products? Obviously online and Mecca by the sounds of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So intuwellness.com. So it's intuwellness.com and then at Mecca, Australia, New Zealand.
Amazing. Christy, thank you so much for joining us here today. It's been fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.